Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
The winning design for a memorial to honor Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King on Boston Common celebrates the couple's support for each other in their struggle for civil rights. They met right here in Boston. The memorial is called The Embrace. It'll be a 22-foot-tall sculpture of two pairs of interlocking arms, cast in mirrored bronze. The Embrace was chosen this week from among five finalists by an art committee set up by King Boston. That's the private nonprofit working with the city to honor the Kings. It's the result of a collaboration between artist Hank Willis Thomas and the Mass Design Group. We reached Thomas and Mass Design Group Executive Director Michael Murphy just a little while ago, and I began by asking Thomas how it feels to have the winning design.
Well, the whole process was pretty surreal. I mean, just to be considered to be doing a historic work to such incredible people on such important American kind of land is just, it's really humbling.
And to get the highest vote total from both the public and the committee, it sort of was a double win, Michael. That's got to feel nice.
It feels great as a as a resident of Boston, knowing that the public is behind something that we're putting out there is really a good feeling. There were so many great submissions, so it was great to get the kind of the support of the public and of the commission.
Well, again, the sculpture is called The Embrace, and you can see it on our website, radioboston.org. And visually, you know, it's very different from the national MLK monument that we have in Washington that features King alone, carved out of stone. Hank, your piece is as much a tribute to Coretta Scott King as it is to Martin Luther King. Why did you go that route?
Well, I mean, that was actually part of the kind of desire of King Boston to celebrate the fact that Martin Luther King and Coretta Scott King met and fell in love in Boston, and that in a lot of ways, their contributions to the civil rights movement began in that place.
And the way their hands sort of overlap in your design calls to mind a well-known photograph of the two of them hugging after he received the Nobel Prize, and I understand that's no accident.
Yeah, I was really kind of in awe of kind of the intimacy that they shared in so many of the images that we see of them, but especially in that picture where you can see him like hugging her, him embracing her with both arms, but in a way you can see that she's kind of holding his weight and this kind of mutual adoration, but the support that she offered him is something that we often overlook and that I think we really wanted to make sure was highlighted.
Michael, you're going to see the sculpture every day. Your office overlooks Boston Common, and this piece is really going to reshape a big section of the Common. So how do you want both visitors and Bostonians who walk by it and see it to experience the monument?
Yeah, our office is right there on Boylston Street. We walk through the Common every day. Many people in our office walk right through this space. So, you know, we took this very seriously. The Boston Common is one of the most important landscapes in America. It speaks about our common values, our common shared beliefs. And, you know, to put a new sculpture in this space is no small feat. So we wanted to think about how this new opportunity, this new sculpture, this new memorial could both reorient the way we see ourselves in the commons, give us a new kind of gateway through which we can walk through the commons. It positions itself directly between two paths right near the Parkman Bandstand. It also helps us reflect upon the Parkman Bandstand. When King marched in Boston, they ended at the bandstand, and it provides new stadium seating for new marches to end there and to reflect back on that. So it really gives us, I think, new orientation and solves some of the incongruities that the pathways in the Common. And so we'll be working closely with the new master planning group of the Common, and we're very excited about the way this could elevate all of those incredible benefits that the Common provides.
Well, can I ask you a practical question? Because you keep using the word reflect, and there's a literal piece to that as well, right? Because this mirrored bronze is so central to the design. I mean, people walking by can see their reflections in the sculptures. So when it's brand new, that'll definitely work great. How do you make sure that it stays bright and shiny and reflective through decades and bad weather?
Well, there's some amazing new material, finishes, and products that we're investigating using that will weather fine with Boston's hard weather and the cold winters and snow.
Hank, this isn't your first collaboration with Mass Design or even your first MLK collaboration. Your design was a finalist just last year for the MLK branch of the Cleveland Public Library. Did that experience help inform the embrace at all?
When you think of Martin Luther King and his legacy, I think you never think that you will be in any proximity to it. And I think both of these opportunities really gave us a sense of both pride that like others saw the value of what we do and could even imagine us creating something that would pay homage to Martin Luther King's legacy. And I think although we did not receive that commission, I felt we were even more prepared for this commission because of the work we'd done previously.
And how about for you, Michael? I mean, so you had a previous experience thinking about how you would pay tribute to King. It was a different design. Obviously, it was a building in that case. But did that help you? And then how do you tailor it to Boston in particular? You referenced the King's history of going to school and meeting here.
Certainly, we've been thinking about the legacy of King and others around the civil rights movement, like Ralph Abernathy, of course, Coretta, Medgar Evers. And we've been thinking about that really deeply since we started working in Montgomery, Alabama. And I think when we got the opportunity to submit for the Cleveland Library, you know, I was inspired by the work of Hank, all of his different deep investigation of not only the history of civil rights, but the history of America, and how those two could merge together into something that offered us a pathway to think about ourselves in a new way, in a library, in a communal space. When we apply that to here in Boston, I think there are different contexts which helped us think about different moments like what they did together, what Coretta and Martin did together and how they supported each other and how here the incubation of ideas, the seeds of ideas were born and how that could inspire others to see themselves in that same sort of journey.
And you mentioned the Montgomery collaboration. That's, of course, at the National Memorial for Peace and Justice. It commemorates several thousand lynchings that took place in a dozen states. And Hank, you have a piece there called Raise Up, which is this depiction of people with their hands up. And the thing that strikes me is that there is sort of that parallel between the hands and their significance in that sculpture and the hands of the kings in the Boston sculpture. How do you see those things overlapping with one another?
Yeah, I've really been, for the past several years, really looking at the way in which our hand gestures communicate really important messages, both politically, but also personally, and all that can be embodied in a simple gesture and grasp. And this work really, for me, is as much about the subtlety in the kind of sensuality and sensitivity of touch between two people as it is about kind of the individuals itself.
I mean, the hands in Montgomery really convey a sense of fear, right? And in Boston, they're conveying love.
Exactly.
Michael, what are you hoping that folks will take away from their experience at The Embrace here in Boston? Is it to spur some type of social action? Is it just a personal reflection? What are you hoping that visitors will take away? You
know, something that we think about as architects of a few memorial proposals, and we do other work as well, but we've thought about memorials a lot, is we believe memorials need to really force us or ask us to do something. It's not enough just to reflect that old statue, which we can walk by and read the inscription and look at the individual on a pedestal looking down upon us. Those say something else about the way we've memorialized heroes of the past or figures of the past or even anti-heroes of the past. What we have the opportunity to do is ask the public to participate in the living nature of the memorial today so that they're asking themselves, what is my role in these movements? What is my role in making history? How can I learn from these and ask myself to do things that change my environment, change, fight for people around us, fight for people I may not know? And so I think this memorial, the opportunity here is to ask of all of us in the public, in the commons, what is your journey? What is the seed of change that's going to allow you to fight for others you may not know? And what can you do in your everyday life to kind of embody the core elements of what King and Coretta embodied, which actually was the seed of love, that love is a radical idea, not just a hokey belief in coming together, but actually a radical idea to love someone that you may not even know and to fight for them.
And for you, Hank, what are your hopes? I noticed that you tweeted out a quote by Coretta Scott King, and I'll just read it now. Love is such a powerful force. It's there for everyone to embrace, that kind of unconditional love for all humankind. That is the kind of love that impels people to go into the community and try to change conditions for others, to take risks for what they believe in. Is that your goal here, to spur people to action, to change conditions for others?
Yeah, I think that we don't really think of love as an action. We think of it as a feeling. And to love one's community means that you are committed to action to improve the situations that you find to be unjust. And I think what I am most inspired by in learning more and more about the story of Coretta Scott King and Martin Luther King is how their mutual love and respect for one another was kind of reflected in their love and respect for their community, and then the love and respect that they had for the entire world and for humanity, and that that love could grow from just two people to really shape our entire society in many ways is something that I feel really inspired by, and that I want viewers to really kind of reflect upon and to feel that call to action.
Michael, what's the timeline? How soon will we see this thing on Boston Common?
Let me not give you an exact date, if that's okay.
Ballpark is fine.
Ballpark. We have a few years, 2 years.
Coming to Boston Common.
Yeah.
Coming soon. It's like a like a movie teaser.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's Michael Murphy, Executive Director of the Mass Design Group. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much.
And also artist Hank Willis Thomas. Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you.
And to see pictures of the embrace and hear more from Radio Boston on Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy in Boston, visit our website, radioboston.org. Stay with us. Coming up in sports, calls for Boston-based Gillette to drop its name from the Patriots Stadium as Robert Kraft is charged with soliciting prostitution. I'm Callum Borchers. This is Radio Boston.
Wait, don't go yet.
Because you already know how to download a podcast.
But if you have any other tech or life question, maybe we can help you. WBUR is working on a new show, and we need your tech questions.
Or maybe your parents' questions. Just click that little phone-shaped app on your cell phone and leave a message. 617-917-4717.
Yes, we know. How quaint. A phone call. But give it a try. 617-917-4717.